Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, the podcast where we fight depression with the power of music. My guest today isn't just the front man of Nine Point. Yeah, so he's someone who spent nearly three decades proving that longevity in heavy music isn't about surviving. It's about evolving. Every time we talked, Mr. Elias has been in a different chapter of his life. And we are so blessed to have him tonight. Elias, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good. How you doing, James?
You're looking good, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm going to lean in to make sure that I catch everything that you say because, you know, I got the musician's ear and my hearing isn't the best.
There you go. First of all, I love your shirt. I was a big Voltron fan back in the 80s and 90s.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes, this was a gift from my wife. I collect little Voltron characters and things. I have them put away, but yeah, I'm a fan as well.
Yeah. And I think they're coming out with a movie next year with Henry Cavill as the leader of the Voltron people, which I'm super excited to see, you know.
Yes, I heard rumblings. So I'm a person that if I start to see some of the trailer, I immediately shut it off or I change the channel. Mm-hmm. I like to be surprised as much as I can, even though my wife normally convinced me to watch the trailer right before the damn thing anyway.
Right. Yeah. So I watched, I don't know if you're a big fan of He-Man too, but I watched the movie and I was kind of, you know, off-putted because I figured it would be a lot better than what I saw, but you know, but I don't know if you're a big He-Man fan or not, but it is worth to watch if you just want to kill some time, you know, to go watch.
Yes. I am a massive He-Man fan, so it is on the list of movies that we're going to go catch before they come out of
yes.
the theater, for
there
sure.
There you go. So let's get right into the music talk. Okay, so first of all, I am wearing Heavy's headphones.
Oh, yes, I have mine as well.
I
wasn't sure if Zoom would work. You know what? I'm going to try right now.
Yeah, sure.
Just so we could see how easy...
Right.
It is left and right. Here we go. Tell me.
All right. Can you hear me? One, two. Yeah, I can.
Can you? Are these connected here? Hang on.
I think you got to have like a cord connected to your computer.
Yeah. I have to do it with the cord, but I do have the cord. I just got to find it. But yeah, these are our new heavy.
Yes.
Headphones, yes. Man. Yeah, we
that.
Love these things.
I saw that today on, I think it was Instagram. I saw you plug in. Yeah, they look amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so comfortable. Yeah. They sound amazing.
Yes.
I was actually wearing these doing some video editing and listening to our music over and over again because I was editing the stuff to our music. But yeah, these things are pretty amazing, man. I'm definitely going to be taking these on the road with me.
Yeah, sure. I've had these for a good like two or three years, and they've been nothing but amazing. All my other headphones don't compare to these. These are
and they case up so beautifully, yeah. and they're going to travel so nice. I'm stoked. Shout out to Heavy's for partnering up with these.
So if you have Heavy's headphones. You can get shells, which is the side plates, you know.
Yes.
And everybody can go to ninepoint.com.
Yep.
And go to merchandise, and there'll be a heavy page on there, and use the brand, the code 9.40 for 40% off your heavy shells. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great
9.40. Yeah. That gets you a discount right now on the shells. But we're stoked to have such a really amazing product with our name and our yeah. logo on it. So, like I said, shout out to Heather.
Who do I talk to get your band to come over to South Carolina? Because I'm I
To go to where?
South Carolina. Because
South Carolina, you'll have to Santa. You got to get it there before Christmas Eve. Apparently, if you get it in the box before Christmas Eve with the magic of Christmas, it gets there. But before that, you're going to probably have to get out on the Out of Control tour because, if I'm not mistaken, the Even More Out of Control tour is going to South Carolina.
I gotta relook at that because I just saw your list and I just scanned over it real fast. I didn't even see South Carolina on there,
Yes, I
but
know
that
we
might be my.
just I know we just came through, so I may be getting my wires crossed. I'm not always the best with the dates. I know there are 38 dates on this next run. I know that we're going through Virginia and some parts of the South, so I assumed we might have, but we may have played it. I apologize.
Right, yeah. Because the last time I saw y'all played at Jillian's in Columbia, and that was years ago. I think
Yeah, man.
I think that was with Papa Roach, but that was amazing show.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I hate to get a brother's hopes up, so I
You right,
apologize.
yeah. Well, I mean, I'll take a look at it again, but it's funny how because. Because a lot of people think that bands have control over the booking, where to go, where they play. But that's not true,
Well, booking, yeah, you aim at hitting a particular city and you send your messages to your agents to aim you in that direction. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes we get as close as we can, especially with the timing and having to get in with other bands touring at the same time. Usually around those same big shows, the 15 or 20 bands that are touring are usually touring in those areas at the same time. So with only 30 dates, 31 dates in a month, everybody kind of steps on everybody's toes every once in a while. So we do the best that we can
There you go.
to get as close as we can.
Well, last time I talked to you, I talked to you about last year sometime. I think it was March something last year, but we kind of touched on 361 Degrees Records, which is your record label right now.
Yes.
How's that be going, man? Because it seems like y'all are killing it.
It's good. We partner up with KMG for they're our new distribution company. Shout out to Russ and our peoples at KMG. We also have worked a new set of teammates into our non-point team and the 361 team to help us scale there. Brought on some extra crew for this next run, upped our production quite a bit, and we're bringing out all the big guns for this cycle.
There you go.
I it's easy to say that this is some of the best records, some of the best music that we've ever put out, and certainly to me the best record that we've ever put out from top to tail. I can't say that there's a song on this record that lacks. So, or feels rushed. We did a lot of music for this record. Over 23, 24 songs. I want to say upwards of 28, and just chose the 10 that we felt like were very, very strong, and ones that may not seem as energetic or balls to the wall that people are used to with us. I would say that maybe there's one that it really belongs on the record because of the lyrics and how it sits inside of the body of work. So, and then the other, honestly, the other nine are balls to the wall bangers, and honestly, nothing to fuck with.
That's
I
right.
it's
There
a
you go.
yeah, protect your neck. Protect your neck, folks. Protect your neck.
Always. And I'm sure you have neck issues in the past that you don't
No,
you.
I'm saying protect your neck from, slashes, swings, elbows,
Well,
punches, spit kicks in the pit. Even if grandma is in close proximity of you listening to this record at full volume, you may get grandma literally picking up change and throwing
Yeah.
elbows in your
Yeah.
direction.
Yeah, we don't want grandma to get hurt for
No,
real.
she'll be doing the hurting.
Oh yeah. Right. Right. It's a heavy metal grandma. But so the last word is coming out this year, September 18th, which is
Yes.
close. Which is really, really close, my dude. It's gonna be great, you know?
Yes. Very,
And
very close.
I just listened to I well I actually I did a reaction to the song Is It. Which is your
Yes.
first single, which has very, very confused because I always want to say it is, but it is it, you know?
Yeah.
So I gotta think about it, you know? But that song is very true to the 9-point sound. So when that song is pretty much based on like, is it me or is it what I'm doing to not make everything seem right? Did I get that kind of close?
Sort of. I would say that it is the it's realizing that sometimes a decision that you make can't help but hurt people,
Yeah.
and at the same time help people. So, making a decision that over here may f let make somebody feel good about the decision. Over here make somebody feel really, really bad about the decision.
Yeah.
The decision still has to be made. So the line of not so much right and wrong, but why this and why not this starts to weigh on the personal and I'd say the personal human experience. So my particular perspective. So if anyone listening to this song starts to connect with the lyrics and what they mean, sitting from their perspective, I think they'll start to understand that you can pull a little bit of guilt out of some of the decisions that you've made, and so much so that you don't have to carry them later in your years, because you'll realize that those anchors were what kept you from, really gaining some momentum, so or at least really traveling a lot smoother.
Was this a song that ended up teaching you about something about yourself?
Oh yeah, it was a song during a transitional time in my person, I would say. Without getting too specific, I hold relationships sometimes in a different light, even some friendships and acquaintances in a different light, just because I've seen how ugly things can kind of get in this business, and I feel like throughout my career, I've tried my best to be fair and to be positive and optimistic about a really ugly business. And sometimes my optimism is for some reason misconstrued and taken in a I don't know why it sometimes it doesn't rub people the right way, or it may seem disgenuine. Let me say that. It pro maybe seem disgenuine for people that don't know me personally, or that I don't talk to as often as you think I would, knowing them as often as I, as long as I have in this career. But I've sometimes made decisions for, our business and for the betterment and growth of the Nonpoint Machine that sometimes isn't what other people would do. And they think it might be risky, or they think it may be may not be the way that they want to evolve. So I we kind of just do it and give it a shot, especially now knowing we've gone through those old processes so many times. And though we hang on to some of them because they're tried and true, like getting a good mixer, or using an amazing master, or getting a good distribution team that has a team attached, so that way I'm not just throwing darts when it comes to promo and when it comes to ways to distribute your music in this new environment. But there are things that I do hang on to, like radio and radio staffing and radio teams, because radio has always been fair with Nonpoint. So when I feel like I have a good product, I feel like they support us, and like they're supporting Is It right now, and like they supported Ruthless, and they supported Bullet, and they supported In the Air Tonight, and all those songs that people adore. I feel like I want to support those industries that are part of our industry, because radio has always taken care of Nonpoint in the cities that we go to and we play. So, there's some old guard attached to our label and our business model, and there's some new guard attached to it. With the way we move sometimes in that environment, isn't always what other people would do, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Knowing that y'all have created a beautiful record company, you are independent, and I'm sure that the bigger industry, as in like the big record labels, gave you some kind of good as opposed to bad. Because let's say it's always hearing the bad stuff about big record labels, We never actually see the good stuff unless the artist comes on to say it, And I'm sure the good stuff that was related to you during the big record label, as opposed to now, you can take that. You can take what you learned and use it as a great independent record label company, correct?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The reason that I have some of those systems in place is because record labels machines are still machines and still have those amazing team members because they know what the fuck they're doing. Let's not
right.
Let's not split hairs here. I'm in a sense still, even in my almost 30 years doing this, I'm only independent because the environment that I'm in allows me to move the way that I move. But if the right deal along with the right team and the right label came along that allowed us to merge our models in a sense where we still had the level of creative control that we have right now without so much influence.
Yeah.
And in the wrong way, because there is good influence. Hey guys, what about revisiting this? We're thinking about doing this for promo. You guys are solely doing this. I'm all up for a good idea. A good idea can come from anywhere. So I'm up for hearing every idea. But when it comes to what song we should lead with, what an album cover or a video should look like, I would like 51% control.
Right. And that's very, very, very.
If that makes sense, because I weigh their opinions validly. And I would even say, in their direction, I would give them 51% control of how big and how fast we move.
Okay.
So if that means, again, because I'm an adult that's been through so many record labels and record deals, that I'm not stupid, and I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot when it comes to if I had some of the team members that I had in my MCA days, if I had some of the team members that I had in my Atlantic days, if I had some of the team members that I had in my Razor and Tie days, in my Spine Farm days, like all of those major labels that I was a part of, I could name at least three members on each of those teams that I would go after and try to get to be part of my big label team, because they understood what we were. Those people always were very, they championed us in the way that we saw the needle move within their systems and within their control. So that's why I'm like, hey, I'm not going to tell you how to drive your car.
Right.
And just try not to tell me how to not to drive my car and my audience. And more importantly, it's like, I know my audience, having been there and seeing who's buying the tickets and see who buys the merch and that kind of stuff. So, like I said, I'm independent because lots of bands are going independent, especially lots of bands after, that first wave of us that went independent, after seeing big pop acts and big rap acts and big rock acts starting to lean towards independence. So, we saw the wave coming. We luckily got way ahead of it out of the pandemic. So we've been doing this for quite some time now,
Wow.
you know.
Was there ever any part of yourself that you had to protect that now you don't really have to worry about?
No, there's lots that we still have to protect.
Okay.
Again, there's all the liability, there's all the risk, there's all the
Yeah, yeah.
there's still all the scams behind the curtains
Right.
that are still trying to get you. And
Yeah.
we're like, hey man, come on, we're not gonna pay that invoice. I get what you're trying to do. And like, we've literally had people go, okay, we were just gonna, it's like, it's amazing what you find out when you go independent. But again, I want to pay people what they're worth. And I want to pay people for their skill set. And there's people in those systems that, even though there's finances pouring into those systems that a lot of people second guess and feel like aren't fair, those people have been doing it for decades and have been doing it in ways that really benefits artists when they get to do it the way they know it works.
Right.
So again, I don't have anything negative to say about those systems because I know that they work when they're done properly. And when those team members are given the tools, the budget, and the freedom to do it the way that even they know it's supposed to be done in their particular field, whether it be product management, whether it be radio, whether it be, distribution, whether it be, social media mixed with distribution, mixed with, booking. It's like having all of those channels that used to run together so well in my early major label days. All of those channels kind of spread out a little bit more than necessary.
Yeah.
I feel like they can get pulled back in. So that way, those team members that know how to use those systems properly and really know how to work those relationships the right way, they're going to train the new era. And I feel like that you can't do with AI. And that's why I use those teams
Yeah.
even to date now. I spoke to my old one of my very amazing first radio reps that worked What a Day out in the West Coast, and she recommended someone to us that I was like, wait a minute, I know that name. And they were, she's like, yeah, he worked What a Day too. He worked your first song. And I'm like, let me talk to him.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was like, hey. And it's like that kind of artistic commitment. They even know how deep it goes and how that relationship it works best. So, it's good to have some of my old team back. It
Yeah.
really is.
Hell yeah. There you go. Yeah, you can't beat anybody who collaborates with you and works with you so well. It's like family, you know. Finding an old lost relative, like, hey,
Feels that
what?
way.
Yes.
Feels that way.
Awesome. So, we mentioned the covers last time, but I want to dive deep, or not dive deep. It depends on you on how deep you want to go on this cover, because I've heard a lot of people say simple is more, and I agree. You know, but for anybody who doesn't know what their Last Word album cover, it's awesome, y'all. This is so great. It and I'm not being facetious. This is like, genius right here. It's not important, the title. So you have a pencil with two sides being sharpened, and that's all you
Right.
have in the Last Word. You know, And I think that's great, you know.
Yeah, well, the pencil is representative of what a tool would look like if you were given a tool to write your last chapter.
Yes.
And for me, I feel like that last chapter is just has gone as long as the rest of the book, and it feels like it keeps going. So, I started running out of pencil, so I had to, pop off the eraser, sharpen the other side, and just really basically stand on whatever I say from then on out. There's no erasing from here on out. So that's basically what that pencil kind of represents.
Yeah. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but the pencil can also resemble, because they have no eraser, that the bad things could happen with you in your life, and there's no chance of you erasing that because they happened in the past.
Well, at this point, it's like I'm an old man. I can use that as an excuse for saying and being outlandish. So,
There you go.
there you go.
Yeah.
It's all right. I don't need an eraser anymore.
There you go, because who needs one, right? Yeah. So,
Not right now.
with this album, is there a lyric that you've written that means something completely different to you being released as of today? You know, or did
There.
or is the lyrics that you wrote back then just means the exact same definitions that you meant for it to be?
I would say the easiest way of all the lyrics, the one that really stands out to me is, I would say settled. The first verse
Okay.
kind of really sets, and it's the last song on the record, but I would say that's probably the lyric that hits the nail on the head about what everybody can expect on this next record, which is, and the lyric goes, so deadly gassed up, filling the air up, noxious, in a rare form, filling my guts, so toxic. It'll reform skeletal frames, unlock the DNA you got sleeping in boxes.
Wow. Yeah.
So, this record was written under a lot of pressure and a lot of debate. And Settled was the first song that honestly settled the debate of the direction that we were going with this record. And that was after writing like 20 songs.
Right.
And then after that, everyone saw the path. And then songs like Is It started popping out.
Yeah.
And then we were off to the races.
There you go. Yeah. If someone sat down and listened to every 9-point record back to back, including this one, what story do you think that they should take away from the whole catalog of the greatness that is 9 point? Because I'm sure that this new album brings some more life, you know, to your story.
I think people will, if they listen to everything from back to front, I would first say, pull up the lyrics every time and follow along. That's usually why we include the lyrics in the physical CDs and fun.
Which I love, you know.
Because there's double meaning, sometimes triple meaning, in some of the things that I say, because I feel responsible for giving some kind of voice to people in the struggle. And when I mean the struggle, I'm really talking mental and emotional struggle. And music is the easiest way to get relief.
100% agree. I couldn't have said that any better, you know? Yeah. Because it does release emotion about, you know, what you're going through. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Because that's what this podcast is for, you know? Having you on solidifies the message, the message that music can heal, you
Absolutely.
know?
And people will find their, sometimes it ain't even the lyrics, sometimes it's the riff that puts them in the right place. So just music in general is a great tool to use. And the more and more people start putting out full bodies of work that people can listen to beginning to end, that they feel like they are got a thriller on their hands or or a white album or something like that on their hands. That's what I feel like. Or Korn's first record, or Around the Fur, or any of those records. To get those full bodies of work back, I think we'll start allowing people to sit in it a little bit longer. And turn off the noise.
You know what really made me so happy listening to your song is it. I can't get enough of y'all's breakdowns. Holy crap. I love anything that has breakdowns in the song, you know? I mean, it's just that sound of like pure emotion and raw intensity, you know?
That one's getting a little bit of attention. I'm glad. I'm glad we got some comments from some peers that we were happy to see jump in the comments. So
So I'm not the only one then.
shout out to the boys for doing a really cool job on the breakdowns on this record.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah, they're all over this record, man. It's gonna be
Oh,
good.
great. Great. So we could get into like a whole lot more breakdowns
Yeah,
during this album.
Lots of fun parts on this record. A lot of them are not even just in the bridge. They're everywhere. So
Yeah.
we're
Awesome.
excited
Can't
for
wait
people
to
to
hear.
hear this.
Do I have enough time to do a quick lightning round with you?
Yeah, let's
Okay,
go.
great. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to slay something, then you're going to do this or this, or like whatever you want, okay?
You got it. I'm listening.
All right, so which song do you wish you could experience again for the first time ever?
I could experience again.
Yes.
When two zeros become when 1 8 becomes two zeros by Glassjaw.
Okay, perfect. What's the best life lesson you've learned from touring?
Don't overpack.
There you go. Too much stuff, right? All right. So what scares you more, silence or noise?
Noise.
Noise. Okay. Which artist completely exceeded your expectations after meeting them?
Which artist exceeded my expectation after meeting them?
Yes.
I'd have to say, who exceeded my expectations? Oh, Mikey Cox from Cold Chamber.
Yes.
He's the greatest person on the planet.
I think he just recently got out of the hospital, right? Because he, I
Yes,
got,
he did.
yes,
He's
but bless his swim. Yes.
last surgery fighting cancer. I
Yes.
he's the guy that I met that surprised me Absolutely the most. He's the most approachable, most he's the easiest guy that I've ever become friends with on the road.
Nice. I love that.
Easily. Easily.
I love that. I love
And
that.
then a close second, I'd say Sean from Seether
Okay.
is
Okay.
a very, 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 very close second.
Nice. 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 What's your favorite smell of all time?
My favorite smell of all time.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a combination. It's just the beach, the smell of the ocean, but really mixed with like that pineapple coconut smell of like suntan lotion, like that beach smell of just being on the beach. I yearn for that smell.
Yeah, nice. One more. First concert that changed your life forever.
It was Korn, Helmet,
Oh.
Limp Bizkit at the UCF Amphitheater on the Life is Peachy tour.
Now, oh, Life is Peachy, that's all the way back here dating me, man. That's back in the, I think that's back in the what, the mid-90s,
Second
right?
record,
Yeah,
second record.
it's got to be
Yes.
mid-90s. Yeah.
Yes, Life is Peachy, second record. Limp Bizkit opened, Helmet was second, and Korn closed. And they opened with Blind.
Can't, God, yeah, just like with Doc right now,
And just as good, like the guys haven't skipped a beat. They're massive. They're
Oh,
massive. They're just they're just they're the shows. I just saw their show not too long ago, and it's they're you know they make a brother proud. They
there
make
you
a brother
go.
for real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, for everybody listening, can always go to nonpoint.com.
Yes,
And
pre-save the last word right now. We got the
yes.
new video for Is It streaming on YouTube. We're about to start the new tour, the even more out of control tour with Soil, Spineshank, and Head PE. Soil's joining us for like the first week and a half, and then it's going to be us, Spineshank, and Head for the remainder. We got pre-order bundles. For a CD pre-order bundle and a vinyl pre-order bundle, as well as solo CDs and solo vinyl that just went on sale today.
All
So
right, I gotta order, man. I gotta order, you know. And
enjoy, enjoy.
I'm definitely gonna pick up those heavy shells, brand new from Nonpoint.
Yes.
You
Oh,
go.
as well. I
Yes,
will reiterate.
yes.
We got the heavies. You can get these as well on the site, on our store, nonpoint.com, and it'll drop you to the heavies landing page. And there's other heavy shells
Oh
from other bands.
yeah.
So you know, you can pick up ours, and then while you're there, pick up other shells, and you know, use the discount code so that way you
Yeah,
save a little bit of money.
because
Nonpoint.
I have the White Chapel ones, but I'm definitely going to get the 9 point, you know.
You're a good man. You're a good
Yeah,
man.
yes, White Chapel, amazing,
Support
dude.
the cause. Those bundles are support bundles that help us in our independence
Yes.
do all these releases and do all the radio campaigns. So every bit helps. Jump on it, folks.
Well, I love you, Mr. Elias, and I beg you to come back. Hopefully, it'll be sooner than later because I really, really love
I
talking to
love.
you. You've been a big part of my life.
Thank you,
So,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Cax. I appreciate you,
Yes, sir.
and we'll be talking soon, James, I'm
All
sure.
right. All right. Thank you, brother. And with that said, everybody, thank you for listening to this episode today. And always remember, buy the heavy shells, buy heavy headphones. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.